Sharon Jern and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk to you about your to-do list and how can you get through your to-do list. Now, if you own a business, like I do multiple businesses, you'll know that your to-do list seems to be never-ending. Well, I'm here to give you some good news and some bad news. It is never-ending. How do you get to the end of it? You don't. So let's get that out of the way first. But what I wanted to talk to you about is if you got to the end of your to-do list, you're not growing, you're not adapting, you're not changing, you're not moving forward. Your to-do list is always ongoing. So if you think, if you set yourself up to say that I'm successful when I get through my to-do list, then you're going to set yourself up for failure. Secondly, how do we work our to-do list? One, write it down. We've got a to-do list in our head. Get it out on paper so you're telling the universe, this is my list. You don't have to prioritize, just write the list. Then trust unconsciously that things will jump out and you will do on that list what needs to be done. And then each day, rewrite your list with the things that you didn't complete the day before, and they'll move up the list. And eventually, you'll get sick of writing it down and you'll get it done. But trust that you will do what needs to be done on that day, in that moment, on the list. The other thing is to set yourself up for success. Go, this is the one thing I'm going to do today. If all else goes to crap, I'm going to get that one thing done. And therefore, you will set yourself up for success. You'll get it done. And then you may get another 5 or 6 or 10 or 100 things done, but you'll get the one thing done that is measurable. Most of the time on your to-do list, I want to tell you, everybody that I know in business are only getting the top 10% done each day. You are not even getting 80% done or 90% done. It's getting the 10% done. On your worst days, go, hey, I got one thing done and I'm good to go, or I got the top 10% done and I'm good to go. Don't put any more pressure on yourself to complete the list other than more than 10% of your list in that day. So they're my tips. If you're worried about not getting through your to-do list, I'm telling you, everybody who's in business, everybody that I know, I hang out with who own multiple companies, we never get to the end of our to-do list, and I never, ever want to get to the end of my to-do list. So if this video has been of help for you today, please share it out with your friends, your family, your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can. I'd love your help to do that. I'm Sharon Jern, and we'll talk soon.